get just a couple of missionary letters tonight, but I read a scripture here. As I find it. Looking for, they went to report back to the church after their first missionary journey. I'm in Acts 4:15 right now, looking. They're not done with their first journey yet. Oh, that's when he goes back to Jerusalem there. Oh, there it is. Okay. Acts 14. No, that's not it either. Derby, Lystra. Let's see. Tribulation. Verse 21 of Acts 14. When they had preached the gospel to that city, they and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra, to Iconium, and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And if you look at verse 20, they head back, and they then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles, and there they abode a long time with the disciples. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the salvation that you have provided for the world. I thank you for the suffering of your dear Son. I thank you for the cleansing wave that we're able to sing about and will be able to sing about until the day you come. And anyone can plunge into that cleansing wave through faith in you. God, we thank you. We thank you that you have chosen to allow us to have a part in this great commission, this gospel ministry, and to send out missionaries, to be each one a missionary ourselves in the place where we live and among our family and where we work and where we play and Father, around the people that we know, and help us to be that. And Father, we thank you for faithful missionaries. Bless as we read some of the letters tonight, and help us, Lord, as we pray for them. Help them and all that's before them. We do thank you greatly for a faithful church, and we thank you, dear God, for faithful missionaries. Father, we pray and ask these things in Jesus' name for his glory. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I have a couple missionary letters. I had left some of these for Brother Dennis and Brother Brian, and if they wanted to use them any time while I was gone, they didn't. They had messages and lessons and preaching for you. So amen. So that was a blessing. And so I'll just read a couple of these tonight. And the first one that I have is from the Klein family, which are our missionaries in Argentina. Amen. And how many here have met the Kleins? Okay, most of us have met the Kleins. Hopefully, as if the Lord tarries, these will make it back around again. Those of you who haven't had the privilege of yet meeting some of our missionaries, you'll be able to. That's why I read that passage. A Bible-believing church, you're going to have an opportunity to know your missionaries. And they're reporting back to us in letters frequently. And so we know what's going on, and we know what God is doing. Brother Klein writes, it is winter here, our first snow of the year. And this is his second quarter letter, so April, May, June. He says, it's winter here, our first snow of the year brought over 20 inches in 2 days. That snow caused a loss of electricity and water for almost 5 days, making it very difficult to function. Some may wonder about using a generator. Up to this point, a generator has not been needed. This is the first bad snow we have experienced since living in Elmayton. Nancy had to melt some snow on the gas stove so she could wash the boys' dirty socks. Everything literally stopped in our area for almost a week. We know how that is in Corvallis here, don't we? Get an inch of snow and it's just shut down. Put the shutters up, lock the door. Everything stopped for about a week. All the roads to the communities were either snowy or muddy, and only four-wheel drive vehicles could get through. Now, a few weeks later, most roads are open. I have a new English student named Lewis Mish. Lewis is a 55-year-old bachelor that works at our local hospital as an anesthesiologist. He also teaches literature and some Greek. He likes Michelangelo and has studied and practiced art from his childhood. Lewis desires to improve his English in order to read books such as Moby Dick with better comprehension. He is a student of various religions and has read many books, including the Bible. I hope to be able to witness to Lewis. We've had a good conversation on different religious words, such as everlasting life and transubstantiation. There's a $6 word for you. But the conversations seem to get interrupted before I'm able to give him a full explanation of the gospel. Excuse me. Praises. The local Mapuche that were rioting and burning local businesses have stopped because of the cold winter and the roads being impassable. English classes have been going well, and the students have been very open to learning English using the story of creation. Amen. The people in the nursing homes are receptive to our family. We had one gentleman walk to our home for yerba, that yerba mate, that's their tea, and donuts. Thank you, Brother Brian. Lauren and Taylor, these are the ones we're going to have here soon for our missions conference, his daughter and son-in-law. Lauren and Taylor continue on their deputation to be missionaries to Mozambique. Their support has reached nearly 20%. Marisa and her family are settled into their new homes and ministry in Delaware. They're involved in a Christian ministry there, too. I forget exactly what kind it is, but they're involved in a ministry there. Prayer requests. The family I mentioned in the last letter from the new community had about 3 feet of snow. The runoff made so much mud that the road was impassable by car. We came by a couple more times, but the father always seemed to be visiting with a friend. I'm praying that we'll be able to catch him at home and possibly have a Bible study together with him and his family. Please pray for our outreach and services in Elmayton and the surrounding areas. Pray with us that God would open doors and direct me in reaching the people here. Pray for boldness, the words God would have us to speak, and that he would work on the people's hearts and prepare them to hear the truth. So let's pray for the Kleins. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Brother Jeff and Sister Nancy Klein and their family, Father. And what a blessing it has been to have a part of their ministry through prayer and to be able to support them some as well. We thank you for that, dear God. And we thank you for their faithfulness there. Father, our hearts are glad to hear that the violence has subsided and the robbers, as your word would call them, have gone away and don't want to be outside in the snow. And Father, we thank you that has subsided. Father, we do continue to pray as they have a heart to reach those around them through the English classes and through having Bible studies in homes, and bless also this church building they have in town now. Heavenly Father, we know you've used that already. And Father, continue to bless them and give them wisdom and give them that boldness they're asking for, that wisdom that they need to speak, that opportunity to speak to those that are around them. And Father, might some more homes open up for Bible studies and where they could reach out in that way there as well and use them, we pray. And we pray for this this one whom he's teaching the English, and an opportunity hasn't come up yet to fully share the gospel. We pray that would, and that this man might be saved, that you might use him for your glory. Thank you, dear God, for the Kleins. Bless them, watch over them, we pray. And be with Laura, with Lauren and Taylor as they continue on their deputation. Lord, might they get all the support they need and be able to go to Mozambique, dear God, where you would call them. And bless those in Elmayton and might souls be saved, their lives be changed for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then we have the Weimers in Iceland. Brother Weimer writes, the Iceland Youth Ministry, July, saw many new children come to Sunday school. We did a promotional outreach program with the children that have faithfully been attending Sunday school in the bus ministry. Could invite a friend to a pizza and ice cream party. The photos above, and he's got some photos on here I'll mention occasionally. The photo above is from that night of fun in ministry. He says, parents came too. There were 15 visitors just for that one event. Amen. My visitation list has over 70 names on the list now. So praise the Lord. Each week I visit them on Fridays and take opportunity to go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. As God gave wisdom to do. The job now is to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant, as told in Jeremiah 1:10. The journey to root out Darwinism, pull down false religions, to destroy false gods, to throw down superstitions, and then begin to build and to plant on their prepared hearts, to build and plant what? The seed of the gospel. And many times you've got to do a lot of tearing down before you can do some building up. That's what Jeremiah is mentioning there, and God is showing there. It's the Lord's work. It's marvelous to see the power of God's word begin to take hold on hearts. As many hear it for the very first time in their lives. Breaking up the fallow ground is easier in the youth because the hearts are more tender. The heart is the place where the word of God must be planted. Preparation of the heart by God through his word is a missionary's desire. Hosea 10:12, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, isn't it? Jeremiah 4:3, break up your fallow ground, sow not among thorns. God has opened a door for us to teach the Iceland nationals of Christ Jesus. Thank God for the minibus that God used to see this door once again open wide. God blessed us with 30 children yesterday on the 30th of July. Amen. Parents came to church with their children to see what we were doing. Amen. When children visit on the bus, it allows us a chance to visit the homes and share the gospel. Overall, we're very thankful to be working for Jesus in Iceland. talks about his neighbor. He says, 18 years ago, we moved to Iceland. I asked my neighbor for help to learn the language and culture of Iceland. His wife and kids came and were saved. He was a big help to me, but never trusted Christ, sadly. Never trusted Christ, sadly. That is sad. Then the next sentence begins with sadly. Sadly, he also divorced and left Iceland for over 10 years, seeking a job in Denmark when Iceland's economy tanked in 2007. Remarried and with more children, he moved back into town this month. He moved into an apartment where we pick up children for church. He has two children that came to church with us. I have prayed much for this man and his family. I thank God for another opportunity to minister to him and his precious children. What a testimony to that man is the faithfulness of God to keep his missionaries there. 2007, now it's what, 2000, whatever it is, 17, 10 years? And this man comes back, and they're still there. They're still reaching out. That's going to speak volumes to him. Because that sounds like something Jesus would have done. Amen. He'd still be there for him. Amen. And he's keeping him there. Talks about a little boy with a cowboy hat on here. Calls him Cowboy. He says his name's Hilmar. He has been in church with us all his life. His older sister, too. He's going into first grade. He believes God loves him. Pray for this precious soul to stay strong in the Lord. talks about some immigrants, those migrating into Iceland. Immigrating to Iceland is hard. Learning a new language and culture is quite a task. Thank God for the international ministry we have. Five new people are attending from Poland faithfully. Talks about Clayton, his oldest son, is helping me build in the church. Praise God for my kids who all help in the church plant. William is enrolled in Virginia Baptist College, taking six courses online this semester. Amen. Dear pastors, churches, and individual financial supporters, on behalf of my family, we thank you for the faithful support to be in Iceland. August marks our 18th year in Iceland as missionaries. If you include my 2 years of military service in Iceland, that makes it 20. I can't thank you enough for helping the work to flourish again through the bus ministry. This summer has been very fruitful. Now that we have children coming faithfully to church each week, I can't wait for next year when we'll have a summer camp again. This year we chose to focus on the bus ministry and outreach through that ministry God has blessed. Amen. I printed out, he talks about some things, letters he printed out, and I have those. We've read some of them already. He's making sure that we get them through email. We are getting them. And talks about that. He says, it's hard to believe that we returned 18 months ago to Iceland after our one-year reporting tour and furlough in 2015. And we had him here during that time. I'm thankful that God allowed us to visit all but two of our supporting churches during that year. To all of you who gave towards the bus ministry, thank you again and again. We are set to continue this pioneer work in Iceland throughout our lifetime as God allows. Thank you for your prayers for this work. What a blessing. What a testimony. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the Weimers in Iceland. We thank you for helping them. No doubt there have been many discouraging times, but we know that in your love and in your compassion and in your way that is beyond our understanding, you have helped them every step of the way. And Father, you have kept them there, and there have been souls saved and lives changed. Children who were just first or second grade now. One girl's a bus captain. She started on a bus, and now she's inviting people and bringing people on the bus to church. And Father, what a blessing. And so the children have grown up and are teaching Sunday school there, Father, and you're blessing it. You're doing it in a way that probably most men would have never dreamed to even try. They would have maybe just tried to reach the adults, and then having failed to do that, given up and figured it wasn't your will. Dear God, but you're working this out in a strange and mysterious way. And Father, we do thank you and praise you for providing all that they need. We do pray you continue to help them get the building done, help them get the Bible translated into Icelandic and then published. Help them with the international ministry and the English ministry there and that they have, and also reaching out to those around them. Father, meet every need. Continue to bless the bus ministry and every outreach and tract that they give out. And Father, we thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for the fruits that are coming forth there. Pray you continue to help them and bless them. And pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then we have the Rogers in Brazil. Ji Paraná, not Jai Paraná as I used to pronounce it. Ji Paraná. Brother Sammy writes, since our last prayer letter, Lord has given us many victories. I'd like to take a few moments of your time to share some of these blessings. Sister Francisca is 84 years old. She received the Lord as her Savior years ago because of our door-to-door and soul-winning efforts. Amen. She's been faithful ever since, but she struggled with following the Lord in believers' baptism. She was saved after being a devout Catholic for over 70 years. Wow. You never know what God's going to do, okay? Don't ever count anybody out, okay? You just don't know. Over 70 years. Lord has taught her a lot from his word ever since. She was scared to be rebaptized because she was afraid that her family and friends would disown her, and they very well might. While I was back in Brazil, she told me that she could no longer refuse to follow the Lord in baptism and was ready to get scripturally baptized. Amen. Praise God, the next Sunday I was able to baptize Francisca. Amen. Janison, who is 15 years old, was saved in March and was also baptized at that time. Please pray for his mother. Lucia, who has been attending church regularly for 8 months, but still has not trusted Christ as her Savior. Hudson, who is also 15 years old, was saved a year ago and was also baptized. I'm now back in the States to finish up our furlough through January. It was a great blessing to be back in Brazil, and the Lord knew exactly when I needed to go back. After getting back to the States, I received some wonderful news. 5 young people, David Christian, Adnelson, Admir, and Elisa, came forward after the Sunday service and received Christ as their personal Savior. We're so thankful to the Lord for the souls being saved and the work in Jeparaná. We'd like for you to be in prayer about translating English materials into Brazilian Portuguese. In our town, alcohol and drug addictions have a hard grip on a great percentage of the population. I've been burdened for years to start an outreach ministry for helping others reform from their addictions and receive victory through Christ. One of the great obstacles to this is that there are no course or materials whatsoever in the Portuguese language that we can use to start this specific ministry when the Lord allows. We are thankful to the Lord that Pastor Rick Carter of the Beth Haven Baptist Church in Moore, Oklahoma, has given permission to translate the Hope addiction material into the Portuguese language. I do not feel that I would do the translation justice, that it should be someone from Brazil that does the translation, so it is not so evident to the reader that an American missionary translated it. After years of prayer, the Lord has allowed me to meet Neil Yell, who has gathered a team of 2 or 3 other ladies that are translating this material. Of course, this is extra biblical material. That's a program that they're not translating a Bible into language, but they're translating material that will help them to understand the Bible. And they're translating this material. It is a great endeavor that will take a while to translate. If it's done well. As of now, I'm going over the finishing touches for the first 4 segments of Hope. I'm not sure what it stands for, but that's the acrostics, Hope. We look forward to the day that this material will be finished and available online all across Brazil to churches at no cost. Amen. All right. Reaching Souls for the King, Sammy, Nessa, Clayton, Violet, and Samantha Rogers. Let's pray for the Rogers. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Rogers family in Brazil, and we thank you for keeping them safe. They've mentioned, but not often, in their letters that there's much violence around them, and it is really, I know it's a prayer of them every day, just for safety, and help them also with the building they've recently purchased and getting that done and ministering there. We thank you for these souls that we've read about who have been saved and have followed you in believers' baptism. Some, even this older lady who might be shunned in a sense by her family because she has followed your word. Continue to give her grace. God, she may be 70 years old, but she's a newborn babe in your sight, and she has much growing to do, and help her to grow in whatever time you give her. Continue to use her and help her in that. And Father, we do pray for the translation of this material. God, that you would help them in that and to be able to get it done and to be able to have that ministry they would desire to have to those who have submitted themselves to the devil so long that they're in that bondage. And dear God, would you help them with that, and as they work together on that. And Father, help them just seeing that finished and those desired results come to fruition. And Father, we just pray and we look to your mighty hand and your amazing grace always in accomplishing these things. We know that we are to be about busy and working. We also know our work is only blessed by your hand and by your help and by your strength. And we thank you for being with us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Then I have one more. We might get out a little early. This is kind of encouraging. This has to do with our church. And this is a letter that I received in my email, and Austin Lindsay aren't here, so we'll have to pass this on to them. They of course work on our website and keep that going. And I got this letter in my email. Greetings from Boya, Cameroon. He says, I am Pastor, the name is T-E-H, I'm going to call it T. I am Pastor T. Francis, a pastor of Jinkfun Baptist Church and founder of Goodness and Mercy Missions, an organization that provides tools and means to the underprivileged. I've just visited your website and feel so excited about the teachings that I want to drop a note. Here in Cameroon, the teachings about the sufficiency of Christ are being challenged by those who were supposed to be strong advocates. In a pretense to uphold holy standards for believers, they end up obscuring the work of Christ. Grace is redefined in subtle ways. It is like an aid God is giving mankind to work for their salvation. Christ is not complete Savior, but comes in to assist us as we work for our salvation. He is co-Savior with us. They say something like that, even though they use different phrases and terminology. They pretend that true teaching on grace leads to ungodliness, which thing they cannot be objectively proven. What I want to say is that the work of Christ here is seriously under attack, making Christianity to be like any other religion, which all require works. Thank you for the wonderful teaching. We also have some people here who are positive to Bible doctrine. Pray for them, for my work with the pastors, and for peace to reign in our country, Cameroon. If you come across anyone who can send us Bibles or any good Christian literature, below is my mailing address. Isn't that encouraging? You know, the teachings of our church are inundated with the grace of God, because it's by grace through faith that we stand. And by the way, as ye have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. It's by grace through faith that we walk. Amen. And the law is we're not under the law. There are no amount of good works in themselves that they can save us or make us more right with God. The first thing God looks at is what? The heart. You know, you can be faithful to church, not right with God. I don't know that you can be right with God and not faithful to church. I don't know if you can swap that around, but you can be faithful to church and not right with God. There's a lot of Mormons out there. They're faithful to church at least every Sunday. I mean, I drive by there every Sunday. I think that place is packed, and their faith, they have special meetings, and that place is packed. But they're not saved. If they're following that doctrine, they don't know Jesus, and God doesn't recognize any relationship there. But what a challenge and what a blessing to know that, what a privilege a day we live in, that we can have a worldwide ministry. It's not just through our missionaries, it's also through our website and people reading that, you know, and being helped by that. And I've had people from, I think I've shared some in the past, from Florida contact us and let us know that they're encouraged by the website and the preaching and some hard times in life and had got through that. So we don't ever know, you know, how all the play, where's that track going to end up you handed out? We don't never know. I won't go into long detail because I do want to let you out a little early. But a ministry from the church that I went to Bible school had a ministry where the teens went down to Daytona Beach and passed out tracts during the spring break. A lot of people, you know, well, they shouldn't be down there. They're not wearing no clothes, and that's true. All that's going on. But you can find people not wearing not clothes right here in the street, okay? And it's pretty much the way they are these days. But they would go down there fully dressed, not in bathing suits. They'd go down there fully dressed, modestly dressed, passing out tracts on the beach. And one pastor who started a church down there, his testimony was this. He was walking along the beach one day, kind of discouraged. He picked up a tract. One of those tracts they passed out during that ministry, blowing on the beach. Got saved, started a church in Daytona Beach. We don't know what God will do, and it's great to be have a part in His ministry, in every way we can. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are so good. You're always only good. And Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you for your great love to us. Father, sometimes I've mentioned before to this church, I've never known tears of joy until I got saved. I didn't really know what that, I knew what the saying, but I'd never had experienced that. And Father, I've experienced that, as I'm sure that we, and many of us have here, just how good you've been to us and how unworthy we really are of all that you've done for us when we consider our Savior and the sufferings of Christ. You've been so good to us, dear God. And then we think, on top of all that, dear God, of what you're planning for us in eternity, how you're going to come back for us soon, take us to be with you, and to be no more crying, and no more pain, and no more sickness, and no more sorrow, and no more devil, and no more sin. And dear God, it's an amazing thing to realize that we'll walk with you and worship you in true love and faithfulness for all of eternity. Oh God, it's almost too good to believe, but yet we believe it because your word says it. And Father, we thank you for it. Continue to help us, Lord, in our love to you. Help us to draw closer to you. Help us to be faithful to you. Dear God, make us more like your blessed Son. Help us by your Spirit. Help us this week, Father, to glorify your name. Be with each one. We just want to pray especially for Brother Charles and Sister Lynn, as we won't see them for a little while after today. And we pray for their safety. Take them away safely and help them to have a good time. And if you tarry, bring them back, Father, and use them for your glory. And Ruby's going away too. We won't see her after today for a while. If you tarry, God, keep her safe. Bless her on her trip there. Bring her back to us safely and use her there also, we pray. And dear God, we thank you and praise you for all you've done, all you're doing, and all you're yet to do. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.